Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Yeah, do you guys do financing for investors? Like, guys, he's flipping houses. What it is, he's buying houses. So he would just need the money for renovating the houses for final sale.
Do they currently own a business now? Because we can do an unsecured loan on the business itself, and the funds are not monitored, so they can use those funds however they wanted to or needed to. That's definitely an
Yeah,
option. We have quite a few people that do that.
he has a business. Actually, I'm a contractor myself. I'm a masonry concrete contractor. And we also do stucco and we're a multiple trades company. And
Gotcha.
he wants us to go around being the source that renovates all the houses for him while he buys the houses is what he's doing. So he's doing pretty well with the concept. But I think he needs additional capital so he can do some other stuff. He's got houses in Texas, New Mexico, Florida. I think he said a few in California, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, this
So
would
he's
probably be
already
a. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm just trying to figure out if your guy's company is right up his alley, because he would do better than I would right away, because you guys been sending me the Bank of Cardiff checks, from it's like you guys in Del Mar, California. I didn't even know you were in California.
Yeah, we have a couple locations,
Where are
but
you?
I'm pretty close to Del Mar. We're more of like the UTC area, kind of by Miramar Air Base.
Yeah, I know
Okay.
what
About an
that
805
area
five split kind of around that area.
is. Yeah. How's the weather up there, man?
It's been strange. It's actually been good the last couple days though. We've had a really well, it's definitely been the May gray, which they say, and then June gloom. So it's cleared up the last couple days though. But it's been true to its character of what they say it's going to be. It's kind of an El Nino, winter last or summer last summer. So I think the water just never really cooled down over the winter, and it's great for fishing though. I mean, I've been out a few times and caught all kinds of cool fish. So yeah, the
Yeah, I
yellowtail are
know,
already
man.
in at this point too. People are catching them right now. That's usually much later in the
Are
summer.
you guys, so you got a lot of fish on weekends and stuff up there sometimes?
Try to, yeah. I usually do the chartered thing out of the one of the bays here. I go up to Huntington Beach. They have a good out there. I can't think of the name of it, but I'm on their email list, and yeah, they send me updates, and it's just like, oh man, these guys are slaying them. But best one I did, we did an overnight on Friday, and then we went out on all the way to San Clemente Island. So we got there at about, I don't know, 6 in the morning or so. It was pretty perfect, and then just started just nailing all kinds of yellowtail and. Oh gosh, can't think of the name of it. Starts with a B. but
Oh.
I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on it because I caught three of them. They were delicious. But it's they're all in the tuna family for the most part. Lots of sea bass, calico bass, you name it. It was really good.
And that's up in what did you say?
That was all the way
I
out
couldn't
at San
speak.
Clemente Island, which is
Anything?
San Clemente Island's actually past Catalina. It's the farthest, one of the farthest islands you can actually get out to. It's actually a you can't even get on it from what I understand. It's a military base, so they do something out there. But the fishing out there is par none. I mean, from what I've heard and what I've seen. But yeah, if you get to ever try that out, do it. It's fun.
That sounds like my daughter lives in San Diego, so I'm in New Mexico. I'm going to be going up there. That's why I was asking you where some good places to go fishing.
Yeah, I can forward you some point of contacts that I have for getting out there. If you leave out of Huntington Beach, it's a little bit better, I think. It's just there's a bigger operation. The one out here in San Diego, they're not bad. They'll get you out there, but they're not as big. So they usually don't go out as far. But they also go into Mexico as well, so which is really good too.
Are you guys a family-owned bank or a family-owned company?
We're privately held, so we're ran by investors. We've been out for about 15 years now, so we're getting to the point where we're doing pretty good. Kind of made a pretty good name for ourselves. So
So you guys are investors helping investors, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah, we get pretty creative, but to kind of go back to the loan, the reason I think it'd be a good fit is because it's renewable. It's fairly short term, probably anywhere from 6 to maybe 12 to 14 months. I'll be candid with you, because it's unsecured, it can be a little expensive initially just to get that first established relationship going. But it's not an APR type loan, so you're not going to incur any more interest. It's a simple cost you pay for the funds, simple interest loan.
And so you guys are APR?
No, it doesn't have an APR attached with it. It doesn't accrue any interest. It's not like a car loan or something like that. It's a fixed cost you pay for the funds. If you do pay it off early, you'll have some early payoff benefits. They range depending on the risk factors they find in industry and stuff like that. But no, I think it'd be a great fit. So if he was, you know, to flip a property in like 3 months, 6 months or something like that, we could give him the funds and it'd be a renewable once he's halfway paid in. So he'd be eligible to renew those terms.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off.
That's okay.
I need to call him. Maybe I can probably get one. What is your name anyway? I'm sorry.
Yeah, let me give you my contact information. I can shoot an email to you as well, so you have that route. But my name is Dennis.
Dennis, okay, Dennis. Nice to meet you. I'm Lamar.
Right, Lamar.
And I own a company. I already own a construction company. So let me see. I got the account number is 1611. 3099 0010 2294.
And let's see here, Lamar, is the number that you called in from, is that the best number to reach you at?
Yeah, it's a 555-489 number, 0338.
You got it, okay. So my computer wouldn't work as fast as I want to. It'd be great. And that's your cell phone number that you called in from, right?
That's the main line. It forwards to a cell phone.
Okay. And I think we have the main number in here. You might as well give that to me in case you're in the office. Is that a 505 number as well?
Yeah. The main number is forwarded directly to the cell phone, so that is the number.
Okay. So that's the best one to use in. All right.
Hey, you guys are an ACH, are you?
We do have ACH. Sometimes it'll be daily, sometimes it's weekly. You can even set up a monthly, especially for equipment. Equipment's obviously much more traditional. We have terms up to 5 years for that if you guys are looking for any equipment. I don't know if that's really up your alley for rehabbing homes. You might need a little bit of equipment, but nothing major, unless I guess you're just doing a complete teardown or something, a demolition and rebuild. But we have those type of loans available to you. But do you guys have a lot of equipment?
Kind of lost me there. When you said tear down and build up, what was that again?
No, I was just saying it sounds like if you're just rehabbing homes, you probably don't have a lot of equipment that you guys specifically lose, other than just like little stuff, you know, unless you were completely doing a complete tear down or something like that.
He was also talking about building new homes too. I don't know.
Okay.
He's doing pretty well though. He's from out of Florida, so I was just trying to think, you know, what company that called me that left a good mark in the conversation. That's why I'm calling you, because I actually put your paperwork inside of a bank zipper bag with a key lock.
Oh, well.
That would be a message to me. Yeah, that's a message to me that anything that's in that bag is a golden contact. So that's why I was asking you. And sure enough, you're saying it's a good fit.
No, I think so. I mean, like I said, initially it's fairly expensive because we have no – it's not attached to anything. You know, it's not attached to your house or your cars or any assets. It's unsecured, 100% unsecured. So once you get past the first – once you get 50% paid into your first loan, you can renew your terms for more funds at a lower cost and a longer term. So I've had people that have used this for, at least me personally, for 4 or 5 years, and they're paying cents on the dollar right now for pretty much anything they ask for, really.
How does it work? How does it work? What the underwriter's looking for? What are the requirements?
It's really cash flow driven. I mean, credit plays a little bit of a factor on the term you qualify for, but they're short term either way. And it sounds like in this case, short term might be better for you guys anyway. but they'll usually lend right around 10% of the annual sales. I'd say anywhere from 6% to 10% of the annual sales. Do you know what the annual sales were last year, by any chance?
Not for him. No, not. He's going to be the one probably going to need the loan. I was just giving you that access number for my company. So that you said you're going to email something about the fishing and stuff. But that would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get that to you as well. And
it's mtscorporation.usa.
mtscorporation.usa.
At gmail.com.
Yeah. At gmail, okay. So mtscorporation at us, dot USA at gmail.com.
That's correct. And then,
and your name's Lamar?
Yeah, Lamar, L-A-M-A-R-R. And I gave you that number, that account number, because it's supposed to register our company name in your computer.
Yep, sure did. It pulled up Masonry Trade Specialist Incorporated.
Yeah, Lamar.
I'm actually an IBW electrician. I quit doing that a while back, whenever things got really bad. But did that for about 7 years out here in San Diego. I really liked it and got it on one of the few good companies that worked on in Camp Pendleton doing government contracts and stuff like that. But yeah, I just got to the point where I was sitting around trying to find work more than I was working. So I ended up hurting my neck too. So didn't help matters.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty smart, man. You can't fight the guns, go in the military. Hell, if you can't get a job, go where they give money at, you know, where they give it out at, you know?
That's yeah, I did
you think like that. That's super smart. What are you 30 yet?
I'm actually 40. I turned 40 April, 40. So big 4-0.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll be 48 in November. That's funny. But yeah, that's pretty smart, man. You must have been through a lot of up and down to come up with that one. That's the shit I need to come up with. I'm thinking, man, this dude, he's got pretty insane. He was an electrician. A lot of people don't know where to go. They go back to the union hall or the call workforce management or one of these damn companies, staffing companies, and still no luck. And he said, fuck it, I'm going where the money's at. Well, I'm going to get on the side that contractors need the money, but here we are in a company that gives out the money. That's way smarter than anything. And even in the sense of a bank, banks are, all they do is just take your damn money, man. They're like actually robbers, you know.
Well, they can be, yeah.
But none of the bank people go to jail. They don't. Banks don't go to jail for robbing customers. So that just really smart for you to come up with that idea to work for a company that gives out the money.
It was kind of random how it all worked out. I did home loans for a couple of years, and I just had that in my back pocket. And this company came about, and I said, you know what? I worked 16 hours in a total of 6 months as an electrician at one point, and I just said I can't do this anymore, you know. And even the side jobs here in San Diego, there's such a minority, you know, influx of people that you can't really compete with them unless you just want to starve, you know. They'll do something for $5 an hour that I'm not. I mean, I'll do it, but it's not going to pay the bills. So
it's not going to do nothing. It pisses your time off. It's like, you know what, man, they're fucking me off, and this is not going to work for me. And you guys are going to get the hell out of the picture. And now, instead of you being the rock that I'm standing on inside my shoe, you abruptly have to go now. You better stand on a damn rock in your damn shoe and you're trying to walk? That's crazy.
I've been there.
You know, and you're like, the shit's hurting your foot, so you got to take your damn shoe off, throw that stupid rock on the ground, so you can go back to normal walking operation, you know? And that's kind of what... what I see in life sometimes when it comes to jobs and trying to do things or trying to reprime the pump or fix the flat tire, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know. That's huge. That's your work there. Good meeting you today too. I didn't think I would get in touch with anybody actually that made any sense to me.
I just know the industry a little bit. I know the, I mean, especially flipping properties. I looked into that myself too. I can't find anybody enough with enough money to invest in me. But
So you have properties too yourself?
I just looked into it. I had a basically kind of like your situation. I had a buddy who had a friend that had his broker's license, another guy had his contractor's license, So the guy with the broker's license had access to the MLS, and he was a former appraiser, so he knew, where to find the properties and find good deals and stuff like that. So I had written up a few business plans and sent it to investors, but I just was a little bit behind the curve, I think, as far as people out there that are doing it now. I mean, they there's some you can't hardly touch them. They're already all over. They got it figured out pretty well. There's still a lot of opportunity, though.
Yeah, there's still a lot of opportunity, but yeah, you're right, shit, I don't know, I was thinking that you guys should be able to handle that. I'm glad I called you. So what I think I'll do, let's see, you give me your phone number. I'll see if I can get on. How long are you going to be there at this number?
I'll be here till at least 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. 3:45, 4 o'clock, something like that.
I'm going to try to see if I can get him on the phone. And I'm soon going to get the money, too.
It's pretty quick. I mean, what we look at is cash flow. So we'll want to look at 6 months of bank statements, most recent tax return, and just our application filled out, which probably take a minute, if even that. And then we can get an approval, usually the next day. And then I've done them as fast as 3 days before. So it can be pretty quick.
Well, okay, he'd be happy to do that. Yeah, he wants to put us to work, but he's got the buying power to buy the houses. But he said the house is like worth $288,000 and he's buying it for $70,000.
Oh wow, that's awesome.
I know. That's a killer ass deal too. You gotta see this place. 20-inch tiles everywhere. Flagstone walkway around the house. Waterfall. Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Like, damn, that.
Where's it located at?
Somewhere, I guess, well, he's got them in New Mexico and Texas.
I was going to say, New Mexico was a hot market. I think it's still pretty hot in Texas, Austin.
New Mexico, like Albuquerque.
Yeah, Albuquerque's a really hot market right now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the only places you can buy a house like that for $280,000,
Yeah, he said it was $288,000. I wrote it down because I found it kind of hard to believe because I went over there. I was like, shit, what the hell? And I don't want to live here. Damn, is there a way you can just take a house out of the ground and, cart that shit down the highway, 24 hours away? And, oh, okay, here's home. Shit, we're in California. I want to be there. Hell, I can get into movies. I can, L.A. Weekly's got all the damn acting casting calls, and you can go on TV shows and laugh your ass off, win prizes, or, let's make a deal, or, meanest man contest, gladiators, fuck, they got all kinds of stuff going on down there. Oh, shit, they want you to drive as a kick car. They call them extras, they're rack car, like they'll have a yellow Corvette, but there's 11 Corvettes that look identically the same in the movie. And they have them on different sides of the town, different sides of town, already sitting there waiting for you to, and all they want you to do is just drive three streets, drive three streets at 70 miles an hour for a scene. And then they say cut, and you're in there drinking a Coke or something and having a Hot Pocket, the one with the triple meat and all that. So, okay, it's time to go. And so you got to get in the little trans van or your shuttle bus. And they take you on the other side of the town about 9 miles away. And there's another car there, just like the one he was driving.
He just hops in it, yeah.
You know, you watch the movie and it kind of moves around in the movie, different scenery,
Right.
I kind of understand the stopping and starting of it. But, not living here, but cheap prices, I'm like, man, fuck that. I'd rather be in California. It's just not having any fun, dude. It's just
let's kind of money. Like
Utah sucks too, man. Their beer, if you drink beer or something, I don't drink at all.
2% or something.
Their beer
like that,
is like you got to drink 64 beers to get a little buzz.
Yeah, I heard it's like 1.5% really, or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I mean, you thought the gasoline back in 2000 to 2006 and 7 was really high. Well, shit, this this concept is, oh man, that's just ridiculous. But anyhow, hey, you know what? I'm gonna call KC, man, because I just looked at the clock right now. I'm just like, oh shit, I need to catch him because he gets out in the field and it's hard to catch. And he's an older dude. He's older than me and you. He's probably his middle 50s or close to 60. But he knows what he's doing.
It's good you connected with him.
I wanted to bring you guys good solid clients, you know. And that's why I'm kind of verifying you guys first before I even talk to him about it, because he ran it by me. He was like, hey, do you know anywhere you can get any loans for real estate? Well, so I got companies that call me for project funding and equipment financing all the time. I'll call around and see who has the best offer, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hopefully it works out. It'd be great. Because, like I said, though, it is expensive to get established, but it works out really well in the long run. So,
yeah,
if you get guys to work and cost you 10 grand to borrow, you know, 40, then you're making 280 on the house plus paying everybody out, it sounds like a winner. So, and that's just the first one, you know.
Hey, let me ask you this. Like, say, for instance, on a $100,000 loan, are you guys a factoring rate or a percentage rate?
Now, so the way it would work is you would just have a fixed cost. So just give you, like, a ballpark. Let's say if you borrowed $100, you'd be paying back $125 if you went the full term. Otherwise, if you're able to pay it off early.
Not bad at all, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that will work out in your benefit. Because, I mean, as far as finding investors go, they might sound attractive on paper, but they're going to be more expensive in the long run, that's for sure. So
what's that for? Said for investors,
right? What, yeah, but I think by using an investor, you know, they can sound pretty attractive on paper, but they're owning, you know, sometimes half your business or whatever. So it's this way you can do it unsecured. Worst case scenario, you default on the loan. You know, I mean, you're not going to be having people coming after you for your house and stuff like that. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a good notion. Shit, man. Dennis, right?
You got it.
You said your name is Dennis. Okay. I came downstairs here now. I was trying to push my paperwork upstairs. I'll go ahead and get in touch with him, bro, and then hopefully before you guys get off, should be to hit you back.
Well, I'll send you a couple emails with places I've gone to that I had a lot of fun with. These guys know what they're doing. So, my contact info will be. My contact info should be on the bottom. Yeah, that sure will. Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll get to you right now.
Okay. All right, buddy. Appreciate that. I'll talk to you here shortly. Okay.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Bye now.
Take care. Bye.